This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Classic Dylan tune as we head to Johnny Rabbit, who's taking us back in time to a place that Bob Dylan performed, Gaslight Square.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Scott. Yes, he did. And once again, we are headed to the past. Most in the know credit 1950s entrepreneur, visionary, and risk taker Richard Mutro. He was from Ladue, as being the founding father of what became the world-famous dining and drinking district, Gaslight Square, St. Louis's greatest ever entertainment center. Boy, did the stars play there, or many times it was the stars to be. If the square was before your time, well, you missed a really big party. It started when the eclectic-minded Mutro traded some valuable property in Clayton for the venerable but run-down Musical Arts Building, southwest corner of Boyle and Olive. Most people thought he was nuts, and at the beginning of his grand adventure, he may have felt the same. Mutro did see something in that building, though, and in that long-faded former silk stocking section of the city that not only had seen better days, but seemed to be on the cusp of worse days. The ramshackle, rambling, dark red brick and terracotta monolithic building was the biggest structure in that small micro section of the struggling Central West End, which was really holding on for dear life. At the birth of the last century, the Musical Arts Building lived up to its name with music, voice, and theater teachers devoted to those arts. Two of the famous folks of our time who studied there were opera singer Helen Trouble. She took voice, of course. Betty Grable had dance lessons. Plus, movie star Vincent Price went to the dentist in the building. And it's where radio station owner Chuck Norman was a student of elocution. When Dick Mutro took over the place, which was 72 years ago, in 1953, it had but a handful of arts teachers and very few tenants. He'd been led to believe that there were 40 occupied studio rooms, but in fact, most were empty, with little hope that they'd again be filled, since businesses and residents were like rats escaping from the sinking ship called St. Louis. Mutro had other ideas. He took a cue from Jay and Fran Landisman's Crystal Palace, their off-Broadway-style theater and bar, seven blocks east in the 3500 block of Olive at the time. Even though his Musical Arts Building was in a rooming house area, Mutro felt with the right venue, he could lure lovers of the beat generation. So he opened a place called the Gaslight Bar on the Boyle side of the building. Next came a small theater called the Community Playhouse, and the Gaslight Square that would be got its start. A shaky start, but it was born. Most people thought it was tomfoolery. But soon, few other small spots selling libations in the hip lifestyle entertainment starting attracting some interest in the area, and it became known as Greenwich Corners, a nod to Greenwich Village in New York City. From 53, a growing group of the avant-garde added wit, wisdom, creativity, and some cash to create a new mecca of mirth, merriment, booze, and food. A goal of them was to create a place better and cooler than the De Bolivar Strip. These characters included Sam Deutsch and Herb Glaser, who took over the Golden Eagle and added the Opera House Club, where Singleton Palmer led his Dixieland band. The Business Association came up with a new name, and Gaslight Square was born. the Globe Democrat ran a feature article about the square in which the area was described as being a homeland of the individualists and nonconformists with creative arts and saloons of the golden era. It was all going great. Well, then at 2:10 a.m. February 10th of 59, a tornado ripped through the center of the city, knocked down the Channel 2 broadcast tower, caused damage to the roof of the arena and a whole lot more, including major destruction in Gaslight Square before the days of FEMA, of course. Doom and gloomsayers said the square was done, but because of the resiliency of the Gaslight owners, who were local, along with insurance companies and help from beer and liquor companies, the square was revived to be a bigger and better place than ever. In March of 61, 17th Ward St. Louis Alderman Joe Rohde introduced a bill to officially change the name of that 4,200 block of Olive at Boyle to Gaslight Square, and it passed. In the summer of 61, Deutsch and Glaser of the Golden Eagle started the Pastrami War, with Jack and Charlie Carl of Carl's 2 Cents Plain Delicatessens, where, incidentally, they had a Johnny Rabbit sandwich, which was about 6 inches high. The war got national attention. A big fan of the square was John Dressel, who in February of 68 wrote an article for the Globe about the future of the square. Again, this is 1968, and he stated, "Gaslight Square, like the girl you loved when you were 20, is not what she used to be. Underneath, it's still a place where conversation, rather than Marshall McLuhan's electronic circuitry rules, where a sense of personality and individuality largely lost in our technological world, can for a time be regained." McLuhan was a Canadian philosopher noted for his work, "The Medium is the Message." The square was sort of like our Camelot. Take it from me. I was there. Next Sunday, we'll take you to 1966, the year the Beatles invaded St. Louis. And this Tuesday at 10:15 for Oasis, I'll be at the Clayton Recreation Center with a program about growing up in St. Louis over a lot of years. Reserve a place at stloasisnet.org or just show up by 10:15. You could even win a Johnny Rabbit Mini Concrete from Ted Drews or a long out-of-print St. Louis Nostalgia magazine. Now, with all the news that fits, we are excited. We are delighted to bring you the one, the only, yes, it is, Scott Jagow.
Thank you, Johnny. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.